Okay, let's go over here to Lee, who's calling us from Kirkland. Hi, Lee, what's on your mind?
You mentioned the Vicarin and testosterone. If I'm taking supplemental testosterone, because low T, way lower even for my advanced age, the question here is, can those work together or one or the other? Or is there something else I should be taking with the testosterone shots?
Here's the thing. If you're taking enough testosterone to get your levels up to something reasonable, and reasonable, I like the Jack Benny theory of medicine. Are you familiar with the Jack Benny theory of medicine?
No.
Okay. Well, Jack Benny did a sketch where he's sitting there telling the doctor all of his symptoms, and the doctor leans over, starts to pat him on the back, and says, "What do you expect at your age, Mr. Benny?" And Mr. Benny crosses his arms as he did in his famous posture and glares at the doctor and says, "Doctor, that's my problem. I'm only 39." So,
We try to go for the 39, right?
we try to go for something that isn't the raging hormones of late puberty and the no hormones of late life. And 39 is a good point for that. You're right. So if you are at that, which is a little bit above median on your spreadsheet at the laboratory, so to be practical, that's where to look. If you're at that, sir, then taking those nutrients, while they will be good for your whole body, they're not going to do a whole heck of a lot to raise your testosterone any further, because the testosterone production, if any, is being suppressed by the testosterone from the outside, which, by the way, is not bad as long as you realize that's what's happening. It won't cause any other problems. It'll suppress that testosterone from one's own testicles. But if one happens to be 73, excuse me, are one's own testicles going to work that well, especially with all the environmental pollution? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.